And in latest developments, the World Health Organization has said the world should do more to prepare for a possible coronavirus pandemic. The WHO says it's too early to call the outbreak a pandemic, but countries should be in a phase of preparedness as more cases of the virus continue to emerge. Yesterday, the government extended the China travel ban until at least March the 3rd to reduce the possibility of an outbreak here. We can speak with Health Minister David Clark in our Dunedin studio. Morena.
Morena, Susan.
What is the point of the travel ban for China now that coronavirus is beyond China?
Well, the travel ban has focused on the epicentre of the outbreak in China. We know that's where the vast majority of cases have occurred, and it has been a way of ensuring that we have kept COVID-19 out of New Zealand. We haven't yet had a confirmed case in New Zealand.
Does that also, though, not mean there should be an argument for extending the ban to other places that have outbreaks that are not contained?
Well, we are very closely following developments here, with particularly in Iran, Italy, and South Korea.
Does that mean that more bans are likely?
Outbreaks. Well, look, we will take advice from the experts. That's what we've done all along, followed the science and the health experts.
But you can't rule out that that might be a possibility?
Look, we will consider the evidence and the advice on that, because it is the case that until recent days, it's been believed that the virus could be contained in China, with any small outbreaks anywhere else being contained. It has been all the way along an evolving and uncertain international situation, and the epidemiologists, the health experts, the doctors are rapidly evaluating what's going on in those other centres.
Sure, but are you confident that in other centres, in South Korea, in Iran, in Italy, that they are contained?
It's an evolving situation. Obviously, people are not allowed on flights who are symptomatic around the world. People are looking out for these cases. People are tending, as you'd expect, to self-isolate when they're in these situations. And New Zealand has not had a case yet, but we are being cautious in our approach, and so we continue to listen to what the doctors and experts say.
Have you caught up with all the people that you were trying to track down regarding people who've come in from China and whether they are self-isolating or not?
As you'll know, we've got a situation in New Zealand where we've put in place a health line. As far as we're aware, no one else in the world has done it in quite this way. We've tried to make sure that we can get information to anybody who has concerns. And as each person's coming in, we have now set up a system where their contact information is passed on to the health line so that contact can be initiated there. And the vast majority of people that have come in since the 2nd of February have been able to be in communication with that health line, either voluntarily or we've followed up with them.
What about the situation with the possible exemptions for international students? Is that something you would back, or does that send a strange message when you're on one hand banning people and then on the other hand letting people in?
We are actively exploring that right now, investigating the possibility of taking an approach where we look at those who were intending to travel to New Zealand. But we need to be satisfied that any health risk could be practically managed, with the education sector able to reassure us that the public, that it has credible self-isolation and accommodation plans in place. So that's the kind of detail we're working through now to see whether this is possible.
Does that mean, Minister, that you are not at this stage confident that universities would be able to do that?
Well, one of the challenges that I'm aware of, certainly before the travel ban was put in place, some students came into the country and were able to access self-isolation. When we've spoken around accommodation since then, when we put in place the whangaparoa quarantine situation, private providers have become, understandably, a little more reluctant to entertain the option of having people stay there during a quarantine period. So I think we just need to be reassured, and the public will need to be reassured, that self-isolation can be provided in a practical way before we would raise the issue of lifting that travel ban.
But could we get into a situation, I suppose, like the one in Italy, where towns could be locked down in New Zealand if there were cases discovered?
Well, I think the important thing to note is that we haven't had a case in New Zealand yet, and
I'm talking about what could be there in the future. The World Health Organization is saying that this is essentially at the tipping point of being a pandemic. So what happens in New Zealand if there is a case discovered in Wellington, in Auckland, in Dunedin?
Well, I think the thing is that we, from our perspective, as those who are making the decisions, we're going to continue to take the advice of the doctors and the health experts as to what the best way is to contain this.
And what is their advice?
Their advice is that self-isolation is a very effective approach. It's what's done in all kinds of outbreaks around the world successfully. It's been done in Australia.
Just to be clear, when you're talking self-isolation, is that just the one individual, or how far does that extend?
I'm not quite sure what the question is, Susie.
How do you lock down, and how many people do you lock down? Is it just one case? If there's one case, does that mean one person, or are we talking more?
So in self-isolation in Australia, they've had cases in Australia over 20, and they have managed to contain them. Typically, if you have a small number of cases, you're able to hospitalise people, put them in negative pressure rooms, and make sure that there's no risk of any spread whatsoever. In the situations like you have in Italy or in Iran, where the spread, or South Korea, where the spread starts to broaden, it becomes more challenging. We have a very good public health system in New Zealand, and our focus has been on ensuring that we are ready, that if we get a case, we don't then have a wider community outbreak.
But are you facing the possibility, are you having to prepare for the possibility that whole towns, that whole areas may have to be isolated and may have to be locked down?
We're not in that situation yet. Obviously, we have a well-prepared and constantly updated pandemic plan that's been in place for a number of years, and which is tested from year to year. And so we are prepared for any kind of epidemic situation. But at this stage, our efforts are focused on keeping the virus out of New Zealand, and then if a case comes in, being prepared to contain it so that it doesn't spread to the wider community.
Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you. Health Minister David Clark.